Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today for this March the 1st, 2021. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock. We got you covered on everything today, including game in the NBA, which we'll cover in just a couple of minutes. Our top story of the day is NFL Defensive Player of the Year. J.J. Watt has signed a two-year contract with the Arizona Cardinals. Davis, he certainly needed to find his way out of Houston. Things are just going sour there very quickly. Does this move the needle for you with the Cardinals with the signing of Watt? Do you think he's worth a half a win when the win total comes out in, let's say, a couple months?
I don't really think he's worth half a win in the positive category, but I do think that just overall, it does make me feel a little bit better about the Cardinals showing they want to spend some free agency money, showing that they know they need to improve their pass rush, especially with that division they play in. However, if you look at the context of that division, the Seahawks seem like they're a mess right now. They might not have Russell Wilson when the 2021 season starts. The Rams, I do think the Rams upgraded at quarterback, but they are so hamstrung by their lack of salary cap and by their lack of draft picks that I don't know if they'll be able to significantly improve their roster. And then the 49ers, you know, God bless them, they just do not have an answer at quarterback, right? Their performance wasn't really different depending if it was Jimmy G or Nick Mullins or CJ Beathard. Now, I think the 49ers have the most to gain of any team this offseason, because if they step up and they get an A-grade quarterback somehow this offseason, I think that that's a roster that can, you know, win the NFC. I think they can be the best team in the NFC if they fix the quarterback position. But, you know, they just are a lot of balls in the air, I think, right now for the 49ers. I think I would bet on the Cardinals to win the division with or without J.J. Watt, because I think they have the best offense if they play optimally of any of these teams. And the J.J. Watt does nothing but make me feel better about their defensive performance.
All right, let's take a look at our headlines here on this Monday. Tonight, we've got the Jazz and Pelicans headlining tonight's NBA game slate, 7 games. Brooklyn also on the road at San Antonio with that winning streak as well. Oklahoma State playing back-to-back after the overtime thriller that they had on Saturday. We have 18 spring training games going on today. I'll be at the ballpark tomorrow. And wouldn't you know, the FCF league is back here, and Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel are going to be teammates there. So maybe Davis can catch some of those games. They will not be for me. Just let me know what happens in those. Over to the NBA we go, Davis. And tonight we got Utah taking on New Orleans. Let's take a look at the spread here in the game tonight. The Jazz are -7 on the road at the Pelicans. Utah's only slip up over the last week or so has been against Miami, ironically. And the total is 234.5. How do you see this game tonight?
Well, I think it is a super interesting game. I would probably lean on the Pelicans here, but I've been saying that against the Jazz this whole time, right? And what was the stat I said the other day? The Jazz are 20-3 against the spread over their last 23 games. So clearly the market is not pricing in how great they are playing. The one thing I will say specifically as it pertains to this game, Zion Williamson has reached another level, and I don't think it's really being captured by the markets quite yet. He's playing, you know, Scottie Pippen, point forward, dunking all over the place. No, he's not quite there as a defensive player yet. He definitely is chasing the blocks a little bit, and he could be had one-on-one by smaller, faster players. You know, for example, against the Jazz, if Donovan Mitchell gets switched onto him, if he gets switched onto Jordan Clarkson, I think that is a positive matchup for the Jazz. But the Jazz don't do a ton of attacking on the interior either, so it's not going to, you know, it doesn't really matter that they don't have the greatest interior rim protection. And I just really like this Pelicans team. Bought some Lonzo Ball PSA 10s, anticipating a Pelicans playoff run. But yeah, I just really love this Pelicans team right now. I also like the over here at 234.
While we're here, what about Brooklyn tonight? Do you think they continue their win streak at San Antonio tonight? They're -5. Just curious. No, any opinion?
Absolutely. Yeah. Even Kyrie missed the other night. But what's crazy about this Nets team is they are getting great performances from Jeff Green. Bruce Brown is shooting like 47% on wide open three-pointers right now. Landry Shamet is playing well. Like, they are just getting help from everywhere. This Nets roster, it is not as great as those Warriors teams when Kevin Durant was on them, but they are phenomenal. Their roster is so good.
Yep. All right, well, coming up next, it's time for us to take a look at one of the spring training highlights from yesterday before games get going now in about a minute or two. And if anything significant happens, we'll let you know, but it is spring training. A couple of home runs hit yesterday. Keston Hiura, the Milwaukee Brewers, was one big one. We talked about Joey Gallo earlier in the show. There's another player who's fighting for a job here in spring training for the Miami Marlins at the second base position. His name is Jazz Chisholm. He led off the game yesterday with a home run, and we're going to show you that and talk a little bit about what he potentially can be in 2021. Also, as a reminder, on tomorrow's show, we'll have our friend Josh Cohen from PC Sports Cards to talk about the big story in the grading card world today, which is that PSA, Professional Sports Authenticator, basically almost doubled all of their prices in grading fees. And so what will that mean for people who have graded cards and people who want to grade cards? We're going to bring him in and we'll give a full rundown on tomorrow's show as well. Not to mention that I will be at the Marlins Cardinals game in Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter. So Joe Pisapia, my old co-host, will be back here on the show hosting with Davis Maddock tomorrow as they take a look at the New York Mets win total for 2021. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and over on our YouTube channel as well. When we come back, more baseball discussion, and then we have some NFL to go over as well with the draft coming up in a couple of months. So stay on the grid. Craig Mish, David Maddock here on the 1st of March. We're back in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And as fantasy baseball season heats up here on Fantasy Sports Today, we, of course, have that covered for you. Myself and Davis Maddock, we're covering all sports in the month of March. Of course, college basketball's NCAA tournament is coming. Conference tournaments are as well. So everything that we'll cover here, we'll do it for you right here on Sports Grid, noon to 2 Eastern on Fantasy Sports Today. Now, it is always compelling to see who gets out of the chute hot in spring training. Earlier in the show, Davis Maddock mentioned Lewis Brinson, who's been Mr. Spring Training the last couple of years for the Marlins, for sure. But there was another player who had the first home run of the entire spring training season, a leadoff home run for Jazz Chisholm of the Miami Marlins, who basically started off the game with an opposite field shot to left field in West Palm Beach that pretty easily cleared the fence. You don't often see opposite field power like this from guys who are kind of Jazz Chisholm size, but nonetheless, it was a solo shot. It gave Miami a 1-0 lead. We mentioned Lewis Brinson also homer. So did their first round pick, J.J. Bleday. Marlins ended up winning the game, but really nobody cares who wins in spring training. It was a 7-inning game. So, Davis, as we look deeper down in the ADP, there's always these like sort of spring training competition battles that we would go through. And Jazz Chisholm is supposedly in a battle with Eason Diaz at the second base position. Chisholm was a guy, though, that was traded from Arizona to Miami for a guy that you and I like a lot, Zach Gallen, who's now the sort of de facto ace of the Arizona Diamondbacks. But when you take a look at Chisholm's season last year, it was pretty uninspiring, Davis. Do you think that there's more to his season in 2021?
Well, I kind of hope not, because I have started to take a shine to this fella, Eason Diaz. He has a 55 grade hit tool, 60 raw power. You know, really do not find 60 raw power second baseman all that often. In 2019 in AAA, 26 home runs, 5 steals with a 403 weighted on base average. Right now, Roster Resource has Eason Diaz projected as the opening day starting second baseman. Now, obviously, he is going to split some time with John Birdie, and I think that they want to rotate Garrett Cooper around in the infield as well. You would obviously know the Marlins better than I would, but right now, Roster Resource doesn't even have Jazz Chisholm, you know, for sure as a lock for the opening day roster, or at least for an opening day starting job. Steamer has him for 179 plate appearances. Zips is more bullish, has Jazz Chisholm for 454 plate appearances. What I find really interesting about Jazz Chisholm's projection is every single projection has him as one of the biggest batting average holes that you are going to find. The Bat has him for 207. ATC has him for 208. Steamer has him for 212. Zips has him for a 197 batting average, Jazz Chisholm. Not great. Not what you want. However, they also are giving him a legitimate chance at being a double-double guy. You know, 15 home runs, 15 steals if he gets the plate appearances. I mean, break it down for me. Is this real with Jazz Chisholm? Could he be the Adam Dunn of second baseman, hitting 200 but giving you 15 home runs and 15 steals?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's possible. There's, you know, it requires a little bit of a deeper dive, I think, into Miami's situation with this. And I think what you also have to ask yourself, Davis, is that when teams say there's a competition, is it really a competition in spring training and spring training at bats, or do they kind of know who they want and then get validated by the player's performance? And I think that is the case here with Jazz Chisholm, Davis. They acquired him for Zach Gallen. This was a personal favorite of Derek Jeter when he saw him at the Arizona Fall League. And not to mention last year, Davis, Eason Diaz opted out of the season when the Marlins had that whole COVID outbreak and then came back and then got hurt. And the Marlins allowed him to go play winter ball, Davis, in Puerto Rico. And they had a COVID outbreak, and he opted out again. So he has nothing left to prove at AAA, does Eason Diaz, but I think Jazz Chisholm is going to win this competition. Now, in terms of the stats, I think you're right. There's a lot of swing and miss here, and he's a very young player. He's an elite defender. I think he projects to play shortstop for Miami next year in 2022. It's his natural position, shortstop, but they have Miguel Rojas there, who's their starting shortstop. So, Davis, long story short, I think that you're probably, if you asked for the Craig Mish projection here, I would say I think I'm a little more bullish on a 191 batting average. I'll give him like 220, 230, and I'll say multiple digit home runs, multiple digit steals. And I've got Diaz starting off the season either in the minors or with another team. I don't know that he has a strong future in Miami.
I mean, get Eason Diaz to the Kansas City Royals. They're running out Nicky Lopez at second base. They do not want to bring up Bobby Witt Jr. yet and have him play right. second base. Although, I mean, that would be great for me. I mean, as someone who loves the Royals, actually, just before you and I got on air, I was buying some Bobby Witt Jr. cards. I mean, bring my guy Bobby Witt Jr. up and let him get some plate appearances. But seriously, Dayton Moore, I know that you listen to the show. I know that you're a big fan. We know that you're tuning into Sports Grid. See what the Marlins want for Eason Diaz, because this is a guy who fits in with what the Royals are trying to do. They want to add toolsy players at every position. Look at all the guys they've been adding. You know, Edward Olivares, five-tool guy who with a ton of swing and miss. Eason Diaz, I don't know if we could call him a five-tool guy, but he is at least theoretically a toolsy player. Nicky Lopez, you know, not going to be any upside there. But I mean, Eason Diaz, if these scouting reports are true, I mean, his FanGraphs scouting report basically says that he could be a 25 home run guy at second base, and he was a double digit steals guy in the minors. I mean, fantasy baseball just needs more of these guys. We need more home runs from second base, and we need guys who are going to chip in 5 to 10 steals a year. I do not want Eason Diaz sitting on the bench for Garrett Cooper and Jazz Chisholm when Jazz is hitting 150.
Yeah, well, I mean, Diaz, his first game ever in 2019, Davis, he hit a home run off Jacob DeGrom. And then everybody thought, like, wow, this guy is going to be a star. But it was rough, man. And not only that, defensively, he made a lot of errors that season, too. So, look, he definitely could be the starting second baseman for Miami. They could send Chisholm down to the minors to start the season. It's not the way that I see it, but I'm wrong a lot, so maybe that's the way that this will play out for sure. Let's go back real quick to football. Our breaking news story of the day: we have JJ Watt signing a 2-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals. He posted on Twitter, the source was him. You're looking at him right there doing some sort of squats or lifting of some kind of exercise that I do not do, so I could not tell you. But Davis, this is obviously one of the more popular players in the NFL, and immediately teams up with his former teammate, DeAndre Hopkins. Now Arizona has their best player on offense and defense in 2021.
Yeah, they do. They are, I think, set up to succeed. Obviously, the issue with the Arizona Cardinals, people are going to criticize the defense for some of the results they got last year. And I do think the defense obviously needed help. But the big issue for Arizona is they got to push the ball down the field. And you know what, also Cliff Kingsbury, he's an air raid coach, but he really did like to run the ball in between the tackles with Kenyon Drake last year, often to the detriment of the Arizona Cardinals. And this signing is very cool. I think it's going to bring a lot of hype to the Arizona Cardinals. I think a lot of their futures numbers are going to go from being values to being unbettable based on what is JJ Watt's got to be 34, 35 years old now. You know, obviously he's not been able to play a full complement of snaps due to his injuries, but I'm just excited to see what happens. And I also would like to see some pressure applied to Cliff Kingsbury and his job there in Arizona, because now the expectation is they're ready to win.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll upgrade the running back position. Edmonds was okay, but Drake was not very good. And you know, running between the tackles, as you mentioned, was not his strong suit. And it seemed like they were just trying to force that, kind of a bizarre running back scenario. Maybe they'll draft someone. A number of running backs are out there this year for sure. All right, speaking of out there, the NFL draft is coming up last week.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
In April, early May, and coming up next, we're going to take a look at some potential names that you may not be familiar with in the NFL draft, specifically a player on North Dakota State that Davis is very high on. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
One of the fun parts about the month of April is the upcoming NFL draft. We'll have it covered for you here live on SportsGrid and SportsGrid.com, just like we did last year. All of our talent here on SportsGrid and our producers and graphics people, we did a great job covering this thing for you last year, and we're looking forward to doing it for you again. We're essentially 2 months away, so we'll take our first look at potentially what could be in this upcoming NFL draft. And specifically, Davis, the quarterback is always going to get the most inflation. We know that. Helium is the word. You know, you end the season, you think maybe there's going to be one or two quarterbacks drafted in the first round. Then you get to the draft and there's like five guys. And I think that could potentially be the case again this year. We know Trevor Lawrence, it would appear to be the number one overall pick in the draft. But now with Urban Meyer involved, there is some talk that who knows, maybe he'll go with his Ohio State quarterback in Justin Fields, although it seems like he's been a little bit of a slipper lately. We'll see. How do you feel about this draft in terms of quarterback? What's the number for you when FanDuel comes out? Is their total going to be 4.5, 5.5, 3.5 first round? What do you think?
If it is 4.5, I think that is a rush to the window before they move it and you bet the over, because I anticipate that Trevor Lawrence is going to go number one overall. Justin Fields is going to go number two overall to someone. I anticipate that there is a strong chance that both the number two and the number three picks change hands before the start of the NFL draft. I think we're going to see a lot of trading this year in the NFL draft as teams move around to try and draft guys that they feel comfortable with in evaluation. Remember, no scouting combine this year. There's not going to be in-person interviews. There's going to be a limited number of in-person workouts. So the total number of athletes that every franchise is going to feel comfortable drafting is going to be lower than ever, and that is going to have a big impact on the trade market. So it's Lawrence, Wilson, Fields, Trey Lance as stone cold locks. Those guys, I think, are all going to be selected inside of the top eight picks in the NFL draft. And then there's room for the Patriots or the Steelers or another team to draft their young quarterback in Mac Jones, who I'm not a huge fan of, but I already know with the leaks coming out that there are big fans of Mac Jones in the NFL. But then also Florida quarterback Kyle Trask put together an excellent 2020, dominated SEC competition with Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Arkansas. And Florida even beat Georgia, and he threw for almost 500 yards against Georgia. Now, he was really bad in their bowl game against Oklahoma, but he was playing without all three of his top wide receivers and no Kyle Pitts in that game. So I think that in a huge quarterback carousel offseason in the NFL this year, I think a huge new addition is going to be not only five quarterbacks, but I'm even including Trask as a decent chance to go in the first round of the NFL draft.
And being a Gator, I'm very familiar with Trask. We talked a lot about him on the show this year. Played great against LSU, too. They threw a shoe at the end of the game, and that ended up costing him there. Played great against Alabama, by the way, as well. Okay, so the one name I think that most are not familiar with, but they will be in a month from now, is Trey Lance. So, Davis, let's talk about him a little bit and kind of who he is and what you think he can bring to the table, because in all likelihood, there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to be in love with a player and have never seen him before, which is what I really enjoy about the NFL draft. Love the player, have no idea who he is.
So Trey Lance, right now, as I'm talking to you, this guy is only 20 years old. His college stats, never threw an interception at North Dakota State, ran for 1,000 yards in his first season starting, had 26 touchdowns his final season of starting, and just look at the direction the NFL is going in. Look at the best offenses. Look at the teams that are able to right the ship to go from bottom dwellers to contending. You know, we're talking about the Buffalo Bills, the Baltimore Ravens, the Dallas Cowboys. They're all built on these young, mobile, athletic quarterbacks, and then they structure the offense around the strengths of that young mobile quarterback, as opposed to trying to, you know, make every quarterback that you get on your roster be a pocket passer. And that's what Trey Lance is going to deliver to you. A scenario that I've been playing out in my mind is the Detroit Lions choosing to draft Trey Lance and then sitting him for a year behind Jared Goff, letting him learn the NFL verbiage, letting him get some practices in, work on his mechanics. And then after that year of Jared Goff, bringing him in to start in 2022. I love that scenario. I love Trey Lance. I think that he should go ahead of Zach Wilson. Now, I don't know if he will go ahead of Zach Wilson, because a lot of the things that teams are looking for in terms of young quarterbacks, mobile, huge arm, Zach Wilson has all of those things as well. But I think that Trey Lance is already more advanced as a decision maker and has even better raw talent than Zach Wilson does. So I just put my name in lights next to Trey Lance. I want to be associated with Trey Lance for his whole career.
All right. Now, Mac Jones is the name that you brought up before, who could go in the first round or maybe not. We also know that Mac Jones, for the last 2 years, has played with arguably the best talent maybe ever offensively at Alabama. That's always the case with Alabama. But, Davis, the quarterbacks don't always work out. Jalen Hurts, who, of course, played for Alabama and then Oklahoma, had a pretty good debut. Tua Tagovailoa also was pretty good in terms of wins and losses, but didn't really have the talent around him in the NFL like he did in college, that's for sure. And you can even go deeper back. It's not, it isn't always great for Alabama quarterbacks, but the skill positions are always there. Mac Jones threw for over 4,500 passing yards, 14 rushing yards, 42 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. What is it about Jones that's giving you pause thus far?
I mean, really, it is what you said, giving me pause about Mac Jones. It's the fact that, you know, his final season where he threw 41 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, these were his wide receivers. DeVonta Smith, going to be a first-round pick. John Mechie will probably be a high selection in the future. Najee Harris, probably going to be the first running back selected in the NFL draft. Jalen Waddle, going to be a first-round selection. Now, you could say Slade Bolden, Miller Forrestall, Billingsley, maybe these guys are not as high of a pedigree. But then you go back and look at 2019, where Mac Jones split time with Tua, Jerry Jeudy, first-round pick, DeVonta Smith, first-round pick, Ruggs, first-round pick, Waddle, Harris, all those guys. You know, he played with first-round linemen, first-round wide receivers. So I guess my hesitancy on Mac Jones would be, I don't know if he certainly actually does not have the athleticism of guys like Zach Wilson and Trey Lance. And I don't know if he has, you know, that crazy strong decision-making anticipatory throws that you're going to see from Justin Fields. And I would say that maybe even Trask offers you a little bit more upside in terms of a guy with the athleticism and the raw throwing power. Like Mac Jones to me kind of seems like a 21st century Alex Smith style player. And that guy can work and the NFL today, because we have these air raid, you know, fast throws, quick decision offenses. But it just feels so hard to divorce Mac Jones from the players that he played with in college. I do not envy any NFL scout or decision maker having to try and evaluate Mac Jones. He seems like an impossibly tough evaluation.
Yeah, and no mobility at all. Pocket passer, that's pretty much going to be it for him. Now, in terms of Trask, I watch every Florida game, Davis. It's where I went to school. So certainly when he was given the opportunity last year, not 2020, but 2019, when Felipe Franks just kind of fell apart, Trask came in, looked like he could be a starting quarterback for the Gators. And then he, I think, overachieved last year, 46 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, and led the Gators to several wins. In fact, he was the Heisman favorite there for about a few weeks in October. But I guess the question is that can a player come with this little pedigree of being a backup his entire career, have one great year in college, and then end up being a starting quarterback in the NFL? I mean, look, it kind of worked for Joe Burrow. It was really not much until his senior year at LSU, played in that great offense with Joe Brady. Can Trask, you think, have success in the NFL also?
I mean, it worked for Josh Allen. 44 touchdowns and 21 interceptions, only 5,000 total passing yards for Josh Allen in college. I mean, Josh Allen was not putting up video game numbers when he was there at Wyoming. In fact, he never even made first team all conference, and then ended up being what it was, number 5 overall to Buffalo, getting MVP votes. So a lot of what teams are doing with quarterbacks now is they're looking at the tools and they're saying, okay, what's the tools he has in the toolbox? What does he understand in terms of decision making? What type of playmakers should we put around him? You know, for Josh Allen, they had to just get guys like Diggs and Brown and Gabriel Davis, guys who just specialized in getting open. But then with Joe Burrow, you know, it really made sense to get him guys who could win in contested spots, because Joe Burrow is a little bit better at throwing on a dime and putting the ball in exact situations. So I think Trask is kind of in that Josh Allen category of being a project, but teams are comfortable taking projects. I mean, we are a year removed from Jordan Love being a first round draft pick to the Green Bay Packers, and they put him on the bench, they put him on ice, and I could see Kyle Trask offering a similar risk reward profile to someone like Jordan Love. You know, obviously Josh Allen is that really high end comp now, but I kind of like Kyle Trask, like especially if he goes with like the 28th overall pick, like that's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, no, I think it's a compelling story, with especially the way that quarterbacks have been sort of shuffled around the NFL in the offseason, and there could be more. So we'll have to definitely keep an eye on that, no doubt. All right, coming up next, it's time for a little fantasy or reality. Our focus will be a little bit on spring training and baseball. And just to kind of recap our top story, we'll talk a little bit more about J.J. Watt moving over to the Arizona Cardinals. As a reminder, on tomorrow's show, Joe Pizzapia, my former co-host, back in the house tomorrow hosting with Davis. They've got you for 2 hours here on the show, going over the win total for the New York Mets, also recapping the NBA and the fantasy standouts from the night before, and taking a look at some either-or discussion as far as the NFBC is concerned. My first draft of the fantasy baseball season begins on Thursday and ends on Thursday, too. So we'll have a recap of that on Friday's show. We'll get Davis's thoughts on that. We'll be right back. Fantasy Realities next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
In sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We'll
welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. J.J. Watt is officially a member of the Arizona Cardinals. And if you want to go back and watch on demand, Davis and I broke that down, talked a lot about them signing him to a two-year, $31 million contract, according to ESPN. Also, the manager of the New York Mets, Luis Rojas, says that Brandon Nimmo is his opening day leadoff hitter in 2021. So tomorrow's show will be interesting as Davis and Joe Pizzapia will be in the house breaking that down for you as well. But real quick, Davis, before we get to fantasy and reality, I know that there was another big Top Shot giveaway this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. They guaranteed that everybody would get a pack. I saw that. Once again, I failed and did not get involved. Was that the case?
Yeah, they had, I think, like 250,000 people line up for one of these guaranteed packs. So basically you got into a queue, you waited for your turn, you paid the $9. And at some point over the next week and a half or so, if you were able to reserve a pack, you will be getting your pre-order common base set series 2 pack delivered to your account. You'll be able to rip it open and sell your wares or hold them if you so choose.
And did you do that?
Of course. Yeah, there was no way I was going to miss out. I put it up on my phone. I let it sit there. I left the house, ran some errands, went and got a workout in. And, you know, a couple hours later, got my pack, paid my $9, and am greatly looking forward to it being delivered to my account.
All right. Well, there you go. See, the pack drop happened. Brett, did you get a pack? James, did you guys get a pack? Or were Dave, we're still 1 for 4 on this show. No. No. All right. Dave is still the only one on Top Shot for sure. All right. Fantasy reality. Let's kick it around. We saw spring training debut yesterday, and there were a few games on television that I noticed, and certainly other ways that you can watch these games too. Fantasy reality, you watched more, keyword being more, Davis, than 30 minutes of spring training baseball on television Sunday. Fantasy reality.
So I guess this is, it's a half fantasy because I didn't watch any of it, but I listened to the entire Royals game on the radio because, you know, the MLB At-Bat app, which is a great app and has a lot of awesome functionality. I just put the Royals game on, put my headphones on, played some video games when rode the bike and just kind of had it on in the background. It was great. It was a very nice return to baseball heading back into my life. And there really is just nothing like baseball on the radio on a Sunday afternoon. It's the absolute best.
Yeah, this is a big reality for me. I watched, and I don't know, it must have been at least an hour and a half or 2 hours. I watched the Marlins for a little bit. They don't have any broadcast games this year on TV, but they do have a home plate cam that they're showing from up behind there. I could only manage like 15 minutes of that before I was like, I am not doing this. But I did watch the Yankees and Blue Jays, more than a half hour of that too. So the answer is definitely more for me yesterday. Today it could be under unless it's a Cactus League game because I got so much to do today after the show. But I'll be in there in person tomorrow. Maybe I'll even make an appearance on the show depending on our connectivity on the program. But the answer is a definitive reality for me yesterday. Are you kidding me? First day of baseball? Of course it's going to be 30 minutes. All right. The other part of spring training yesterday is the unfortunate part where in Florida – a lot of the reporters were basically saying that fans were taking off their masks pretty frequently and ushers were having to go up to the fans and tell them to put it back on. We did not see any belligerent fans except for one in Lakeland who got kicked out of the game for throwing beer at a police officer. We're already in full force here, game one, of throwing beer at police. But the question remains, Davis, as we get deeper into the spring, spring break comes, fantasy or reality, fans will last going to games throughout the duration of spring training for the full month. Fantasy or reality?
Gotta sell it. This is a clear fantasy. One thing I have learned in my 28 years on this earth is if you can bet against human nature, if you can bet against people, you know, following rules, doing what's asked of them, generally speaking, those are going to be pretty good bets. And this is going to be a situation where the gate revenue, the good PR, it's just not going to be worth it for the fans in Arizona and in Florida. It just it's or not for the fans, but for the teams, but for the leagues themselves. They're gonna have to spend too much money. It's gonna be negative PR instead of good PR. There's gonna be stories about, you know, fans yelling, and just like, it's just gonna end up being a nightmare and a headache. I think it's easier for Major League Baseball teams to institute this stuff. You know, Major League Baseball is just gonna have stricter rules. For, you know, in the NBA, they've already had people you know, like provide negative tests before they come to the games. Like, you submit a negative COVID test when you buy your ticket for some of these teams. Like, there's a lot of different ways that teams have started to get fans into the arenas. And I just think that the spring leagues exist in such a way that it's kind of the overall attitude is more lax. Just the whole organization, it's not quite as professional. And so I think it's just going to become too big of a headache. And so I am going to say that this is a fantasy.
Yeah, it is Florida, man. And it's going to be rough. I'm going to say reality that they're going to last throughout spring training, but not at all the sites. I think that fans are probably going to ruin it somewhere. If you're asking me to bet, it would be on North Florida, not South Florida. We're a little bit more reasonable here as far as what we do, but you start getting a little bit north and no one really cares about anything that's going on there. So I'll say that it is a reality that it will last the duration of spring training, but I do think we're going to have some hiccups and there's going to have to be some shutdown too. And just goes to show you the two parks that are the closest in proximity to me. Like, you would think that Major League Baseball would have a clear plan as to what it is, but the park in Palm Beach that houses the Astros and Nationals, they have all of the seats available. You just have to sit in your seat that you're supposed to. The ballpark 15 minutes to the north, Davis, in Jupiter, which is where the Cardinals and Marlins are, if the seats are not taken, they are covered and pulled, and you can't pull them down. So why is that? Within 10 miles of one another, some of the places that they have the seats and they have them protected so you can't sit. The other ones is just like, yeah, don't sit there, and if we do, we'll move you. Just bad idea. I mean, just
right.
Put the seats up. That's the end of it. And this is two parks within literally 5 miles of one another, so maybe 10. So I guess I'll be going to the one where the seats are pulled up there. So, all right. Finally, we'll go to Mike Trout. We know what memorabilia is like in this world right now. It's insane. Not just NFTs, but everything else. Mike Trout's first game worn jersey is for sale. The auction's going to end, I believe, over the next couple of weeks. And right now the auction's in the hundreds of thousands, but certainly Mike Trout's rookie card sold for $1 million. Fantasy or reality, Mike Trout's first game worn jersey, first ever game played, will sell for more than $1 million, Davis.
Of all of the fantasy or realities you ever pitched me, this has got to be one of the easiest realities ever. I mean, we just saw a Luka Doncic rookie card, not even graded yet, sell for, I think, $4.5 million. And there million. Are even rumors. Yeah. There are even rumors that Luka Doncic, all his rookie cards were not signed by him, but actually his mom did all of the autographing. So even with some rumors, some underhanded dirty laundry floating out there about the Doncic card, $4.5 million, no problem. Mike Trout, if he retired tomorrow, he'd be going to the Hall of Fame. He'd still be the modern day Mickey Mantle. This is easy over $1 million. In fact, I think that I would even say over $1.5 million seems more probable than anything. First game worn jersey, that's like a rookie card on steroids. I mean, it really does not get any more authentic. It does not get any better memorabilia wise than first ever game worn jersey in the bigs. I mean, this is just easy reality for me.
I feel bad. I this is a big letdown. I gave you too big of a softball here to end the show. You're right. This is a poor job by me. I should have just included this in the story and not a fantasy reality, because it is a reality. I don't even think it has anything to do with Trout. It just has to do with the nature of sports and memorabilia and collectibles right now. I mean, everything is just on fire. And it's interesting that some with cards now and everything else, somebody asked me the other day, like, if you want to get into it, what should I invest in? I'm like, it doesn't matter. Everything goes up. Like, what do you mean? Something has to go down? No, not really. Like, nothing goes down. Everything is just going up. Why is that? I'm not entirely sure. I will tell you this, Davis, in terms of autographs, it is the one concept that I don't quite understand, because I get that everybody's back into cards and that's been the hot thing, and maybe it won't be now with the pricing increase. But Davis, I thought that autographs would mirror the cards because, simply put, you can't get autographs anymore. And there are no autographs at spring training this year. And in baseball in particular, we could probably agree that baseball was really the start of like autographs, getting on baseballs and everything like that. You, for the past year, you have been unable to attain an autograph unless you paid for it through some sort of private signing. But the whole allure as a kid, obviously, be in person and get that autograph there. But autographs have not had the same jump that cards have had. And I'm really not sure why.
Well, I assume that part of it is that a lot of autographs are not authenticated. Now, autographs on cards are, right? PSA does their authentication. Beckett does their authentication. PSA, DNA. And you can get, you can get those things authenticated by PSA, but it's just not as common of a practice. So like, and I think it's like kind of an attention thing. And, in cards, you can just, search for comparables, right? You can be like, oh, you know, I have this, Joe Adell Bowman Chrome autograph card. So I'm going to compare it to what, you know, Dylan Carlson's Bowman Chrome autograph card are. But I feel like those one-to-one comparisons are not as, they're not as common in autographs. And then also, you know, I just finished reading this book, The Card, about the Honus Wagner PSA 8, and they really get into a lot of the shady stuff that goes on in authenticating and everything. And, you know, there are all sorts of things, like there have been gloves that they said, you know, Mickey Mantle wore this in his best season ever, but then it turned out that actually Mickey Mantle's grandkid wore it, you know, and just all these kinds of weird things. And I wonder if people are a little bit more weary of autograph memorabilia than they are of cards, because it's just so easy. You know, you pick up your slab and you go, okay, this is a Zion Williamson 2018 Panini Prism PSA 10, and I know exactly what this should cost, and I know exactly how authentic this is or is not, where I feel like there's more of a gray area with the other memorabilia stuff.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely fair. I just thought that, just simply put, even with the gray area, supply and demand is such a big part of what we're doing right now with everything. And there's just no supply at all of autographs outside of, as you mentioned, on eBay. And our friends at JSA, James Spence Authentication, he's come on the show many times with us too, talked about autographs. When cards were going up, we brought him on when The Last Dance was going on. We went over all of Michael Jordan's different stuff too. But really a fascinating time to be in collectibles, no doubt. Josh Cohen from PCSportsCards.com will be on our show tomorrow to go over all of the price changes and what this could mean for sports cards and the industry on Tuesday's edition of Fantasy Sports Today. All right, we got the Sports Grid 60 coming up next. As Davis and I have a final thought here on the show, you want to make sure you stay tuned to that. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, of course, at Sports Grid. Got some fun stuff coming up for you for the NCAA tournament. We're going to be live here on Sports Grid and our in-game live shows all day and all night, every single day of the NCAA tournament and March Madness. So make sure you get ready for that. We got that coming up for you too. But we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, Sports Grid 60, and then we'll be right back here tomorrow at noon here on Fantasy Sports Today. So stay on the grid. Where are you going? Sports Grid 60 is next.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish and Davis Maddock each and every day here on the show. We end the program with 60 seconds of commentary from me and Davis. And normally Davis leads off with something compelling. We'll see what he's got today. Davis, what are you doing for the Sports Grid 60?
So I'm browsing around Twitter this morning, as I pretty much always do. And I see a story about Joe Montana getting circulated from his younger years in San Francisco when he was, when he was backing up. I don't even know who it was. It's been so long ago. I forget the name. But moral of the story is a buddy gets in his car, opens his glove box, and sees that he has a bunch of uncashed team checks, right? His paycheck from the San Francisco 49ers, find out that he was not cashing them while he was the backup. And this is held up as a story of his great work ethic and how hard he wants to try and make the organization better, and he shouldn't be paid for being a backup. And let me tell you, this is actually a stupid story because he is providing his labor for free to the San Francisco 49ers. Just a reminder that providing labor for free makes you a sucker, not someone with a great amount of integrity. So that is my Sports Grid 60 for today.
Yeah, not quite the same story, but more of just lunacy that I was in Ricky Williams' apartment one time in Florida, and he was using a $200,000 check as a bookmark in a book. True story there. Not quite the same. Whatever. Okay, yeah, I want to end with wearing masks at the ballpark. I don't care how you feel about masks. I understand some people are even vaccinated. Somebody tweeted at me, but the games are outside. I totally get it. I understand. Some of you just don't want to wear one. That is fine. You do want to wear one. That is fine. I don't do the politics here on the show. But I would ask you this. Don't ruin it for everyone else. My son wants to go to a spring training game. There are kids that haven't been to the ballpark in a year. Maybe just for them, for the next month, just wear a mask for a couple hours at spring training games so we can all get to see one, so I can bring my kids too. It would be nice. Thank you to James, of course, at LTN, for Brett, Danny, and Ryan for producing the show today. My co-host, Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. Joe Pizzapia and Davis will be in tomorrow. I'll be back with you guys Wednesday with David. Have a great day.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.